G Factor Juniors playing Saturday mornings.
I'll be riding shotgun under the
Hi, I'm G Factor.
Hi, I'm Albert.
Hi, I'm Cora.
Time flies by.
Our dad helped us play our favourite song.
Why not wake up radio?
Tune in or catch up online where anything can happen with the station's youngest ever DJs. Saturday mornings at 9.
Morena.
Morena.
What can you say? Buenos dias. Yeah, some buenos dias people out there. Cool. All right, who are we, Alba?
G Factor Juniors.
Hey. Right, we're going to talk about two topics today.
Peacocks and Harry Potter.
Why are we talking about Harry Potter?
Since I've just finished reading the first book.
Ooh, was it good?
Yes.
Was it long?
Kind of. There's only 17 chapters.
Only 17 chapters. How many pages?
Like...
You going to check?
Yeah.
Just go on with her. How many pages are in the first Harry Potter book?
Well, the last page should be...
What is it?
332.
Four pages. No pictures.
No pictures.
No pictures.
Only on the front cover, and then near the after the contents, there's a picture. There's like a map of Hogwarts castle and stuff.
Yeah. And how old are you?
8.
Ooh, just turned 8, haven't you? So there you go. And now, so what was the name of that book?
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Right. Cool. All right. Well, we're going to play a song about peacocks to mix things up. And then Cora's going to talk to us about some peacock facts.
And then I could read a little bit more.
Your peacock. Your peacock. Your peacock. I want to see your peacock. Your peacock. Your peacock. Your peacock. Word on the street, you got something to show me. Me. Magical, colorful, Mr. Mystery. Oh,
was that song about, Cora?
Peacocks.
So why do you want to do about peacocks?
Because I like the tails.
You like their tail feathers. Oh, Alba's got a fact.
The peacocks with the tails that come out are actually boy peacocks, who are the coloured ones.
Just talk a bit close to your mic.
Are the coloured ones, and then the lady ones are like more darker greyish.
So the ladies are boring in the peacock world.
We've got some facts
we're going to play now for YouTube. Let's see what we can learn about peacocks, okay?
Peacock is a bit of a misnomer, but because that's how most people recognize... Peacock is a bit of a misnomer, but because that's how most people recognize them, we're going to stick with it. But if you want to get technical, the term peacock is specifically in reference to males, while females are called peahens, and babies are called peachicks. As a whole, they are peafowl, and there are three different species. The most common, and probably the most familiar, is the blue peacock. The other two species are the green peacock and the Congo peacock. The blue peacock is native to India and Sri Lanka, but they have basically been domesticated and live throughout the world as pets. The green peacock ranges in Southeast Asia, from Burma to Indonesia. They're more affected by changes in temperature, and thus aren't as hardy as blue peacocks. They're also considered to be more aggressive than blue peacocks, so they haven't taken off as pets the way blue peacocks have. This is probably for the best, though, because green peacocks are endangered due to population declines from habitat loss and overhunting. The third and final peacock species was discovered less than a century ago and lives in Africa in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. They're also listed as vulnerable in the wild and are probably the least well-known of the peacock species. In general, peacocks spend their days in open forests foraging on the ground for food and water, and spend their nights roosting in trees. Size-wise, blue and green peacocks are the largest, with males averaging 80 inches in length, including their train, and females averaging 40 inches. Congo peacocks average about 65 inches between both the males and the females. Probably the most identifying feature of a peacock are their feathers. Male green and blue peacocks come in the color of their namesake, and have long trains with ocelli, or eye spots. These trains can be more than 50% of their body length, and the males use these feathers for mating and intimidation displays. Some people mistakenly call these the tail feathers, but the train actually covers the tail feathers of male peacocks. Congo peacocks also put on fan displays, but their train plumage is nowhere near as long as their Asian counterparts. Blue peahens are rather drab in color, sticking to grays and tans with limited colorful plumage, but green peahens are just as vibrant as the males. Congo peahens are usually green along their back, with their chest feathers appearing more brown or gray. Only male peacocks have long trains for display, and after breeding season, males will molt their long trains and have to regrow them. There are also white peacocks. This coloration is relatively rare, and is not a form of albinism. It's possible for peacocks to be partially white and partially colored as well. While they might look regal, most people consider them rather loud and noisy. Blue peacocks sound something like this, and Congo peacocks sound like this. I kind of like the way they sound. What do you think? Noisy or not, blue peacocks are the national bird of India, so they must be doing something right. Peacocks are typically ready to mate by 3 years of age, though it should be noted that Congo peacocks have not been thoroughly studied in the wild because of their isolated location and generally shy nature, so new information may show inaccuracies here. A peahen will lay roughly between 2 to 8 eggs in a nest she constructs on the ground and incubates her clutch for just under a month. The peachicks are able to fly in just a few weeks of hatching, but they'll stick with their parents for as long as until the next breeding season before flying solo. In the wild, peacocks can live to be 20 or older, though they don't usually live as long in captivity. It's thought this is the case because captive peacocks don't have to work as hard finding food, and this may contribute to them developing chronic diseases that present with overeating and lack of exercise, such as gout. Speaking of diets, peacocks eat bamboo shoots, flower petals, grasses, insects, reptiles, amphibians, and worms. In the wild, they're hunted by tigers, jackals, and other large predators, like Chester. Peacocks hold significance throughout many cultures, be it for the uses of their feathers in ailing victims of cobra bites, or even just their aesthetic value in fashion and design. They're some of the most well-known birds in the animal kingdom. For more facts on peacocks, or peafowl...
There we go. So, what's the key things you just learned then?
But not you.
Well, you're not answering. Let Alba answer while you're thinking.
That the babies have to stay with the mum until the next breeding season.
Yeah. Wow.
Ooh,
what did you listen?
Baby peacocks are called pea chicks.
Mm. And what is a peacock actually, the name said at the start? Peacock is actually the male peacocks.
Stop.
Peahen is the girl.
Stop.
So they're actually called peafowl.
Daddy, stop.
What?
And white peacocks are real.
You saw a white peacock. Yeah. And they've got cool stuff on their head, all the peacocks, haven't they?
Hmm.
What's it look like that's on top of their head?
Yeah. And I saw...
It's like a crown.
And peacocks are the fashionist birds.
The most fashionist bird.
Yeah.
They're pretty fashionable, aren't they? Because they've got nice feathers. All right. Well, we've got another song about peacocks. I don't know what it
peacock,
is.
Peacock, peacock.
Shall we play it?
Yeah. Peacock, 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 peacock. Peacock, 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 peacock.
Peacock song.
Peacock. Peacock, peacock.
It's not a song, it's just peacock noises.
Abby, you already know. So, time, baby.
ਤੇਰੀਆਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਵਰਗੀ ਨਾ ਮਿਲੀ।
Now we're going to be switching to Harry Potter.
Hang on, I'm going to play some background music. Hold on, what are you going to say?
Author J.K. Rowling or...
Author J.K. Rowling or Joanne Kathleen Rowling?
Or Joanne Kathleen Rowling, who goes by the name...
Joanne
Rowling first got the idea of Harry Potter while delayed on a train travelling from Manchester to London's King's Cross Station in 1990. As stated by the first book's publisher,
Bloomsbury.
But by 1993, Rowling had three chapters of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone ready. Over the next 5 years, the author began to plan out of 7 books of the series. She wrote mostly in longhand and had piled up numerous notes, many of which were on scraps of paper. Inspiration. Rowling found inspiration for the series in Edinburgh, Scotland, her place of residence.
What do you know about Scotland?
I'm half Scottish.
Yeah, and what's your name?
It means Alba, and it means Scotland.
Yeah.
And Gaelic.
I'm just trying to put a bit more into that.
And Gaelic. The inspiration is clearly reflected in the book. For example, George Heriot's school, a private
institution,
is an inspiration that gave birth to Hogwarts. Both J.K. Rowling and Harry Potter share the same birthday, which is on July the 31st every year.
Wow. Right. What else? Should we learn some people things about the characters?
The author named the characters in the series that aptly reflected their roles. Each of their names has a meaning and relevance. For instance, Harry's name is reflective of his leadership role through the series. Harry is the Middle English version of Henry, a name that has been popular among English kings through the centuries. According to her tweet, Rowling first jotted down the words Gryffindor, Slytherin, Ravenclaw, and Hufflepuff on the back of aeroplane vomit bag.
You know about vomit bags, don't you?
Yes.
Right.
Although Rowling is known for coming up with imaginative and whimsical names, the name for all the magic plants in the series comes from a real-life
compendium
of flora called the Complete Herbal. According to media reports, only the characters in the Harry Potter series is an individual from the Muggle world. Nicholas Flamel, the sorcerer from Sorcerer's Stone, was a French businessman and scribe born in the 14th century. Rowling invented Dementors, drawing from her past experience with depression, as
mentioned
by the media. During an interview with author, Oprah Winfrey, the author spoke of having suffered from depression in her 20s, and that the Dementors were based on the hollowed out feeling of depression. In 2007, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows became the fastest selling book ever, after selling 2.65 million copies in the first 24 hours in the United Kingdom. According to Bloomsbury, the Harry Potter series is now published in 80 languages and over 500 million copies have been sold across the world.
Some facts about Harry Potter. What did you think, Cora? Was that good? Learnt lots, didn't you?
I don't know what the top song is.
It's really good. His parents were killed by Voldemort, who gave him a lightning scar.
Yo, Harry, you a wizard.
Harry goes to Hogwarts, he meets Ron and Hermione. McGonagall requires he play for Gryffindor. Draco is a daddy's boy, Quirrell becomes unemployed. The Sorcerer's Stone is destroyed by Dumbledore. Ron breaks his wand, now Jenny's gone, and Harry's in mortal danger. Tom Riddle hides his snake inside his ginormous secret chamber. Harry blows up and barge. The Dementors come and take charge. Lupin is a wolf, the rat's a man, and now the prisoner is at large. They use time travel so they can save the prisoner of Azkaban, who just so happens to be Harry's godfather. I don't really get it either.
Harry gets put in the Triwizard Tournament with dragons and mermaids, oh no, and we're called and get slaves.
Harry, it's getting scary. Voldemort's bad, you're a revolutionary. Harry, Dumbledore, why is he ignoring your constant attempts to contact him? He is forced to leave the school. Umbridge arrives, Draco's a fool. Kids break into the ministry. Sirius Black is dead as can be. Oh, split your soul, seven parts of a whole. There are Horcruxes, it's Dumbledore's end. There once was a boy named Harry who constantly conquered death, but in one final duel between good and bad, he may take his final breath. B-A-I-N.
Na-na-na-na-na-na.
What's on now, Cora?
No way!
We'll be right back.
Okay, now for some facts about peacocks. So they've been kept as living ornaments since ancient times, and one can argue that this bird is as domesticated species as they get. But do they make great pets? Sort of. On the positive side, peafowl allow physical contact with their human parents, but often this is more due to being tame than an exchange of affection, like a dog. On the downside, they do not give you the same companionship and interaction as dogs and cats might. Just to give you an idea, a peacock cannot be house-trained and will move on to your neighbour's farm if the food is better there. Peacock owners love the birds, but there are limitations to what a peacock can give you in return. That being said, it is very rewarding to cater to peafowl's natural instincts and needs. When these are met, the birds blossom, and there's nothing more satisfying than watching a healthy flock browsing the garden. Wow. Fun fact. Technically, only the male is called a peacock, the female is a peahen. When referring to the species, one might exclaim, "My, those peafowl over there are really stunning." Did you know that a bunch of these birds together can be called several different things? Such as a muster, an ostentation, a pride, or a party of peacocks. Which do you prefer, Cora? Cora, what do you prefer? Which word do you prefer for a group of peacocks?
Party of peacocks.
Alba thinks party. We'll go for party.
They're so like bright, like the disco ball.
They're like a party. And Cora, have you got a party today?
Party.
Are you going to a party?
Isla Hablis's.
Do you want to say happy birthday to Isla Hablus?
How do we do that?
Well, you just say on the microphone, don't you? She might hear you. She's only in Raglan West. It's not far away. You going to say happy birthday?
No.
You're not going to say happy birthday?
No.
Oh, she might have liked a happy birthday on the radio. Oh, well, we won't say happy birthday to Isla Hablus.
Bye.
Happy birthday, Isla Hablus.
Really loud, Ab. You might.
Happy birthday!
Everybody driving along's just had a scare. Sorry about that. Right. Why neighbours hate you peacocks? Well, when considering keeping a peacock, you may have to be aware of the realities of the species when it comes to their territorial behaviour and instincts. It's never really a good idea to keep one of these birds in a suburban area. So, do you know what suburban is? Do you know what suburban is? That's basically where we are in a town. It's when you're in a town. Right, cool, man. So we're in a swimming area. They need a lot of space because they can go over walls and things. It's like when we see them at the zoo. They just walk about, don't they? Go where they want. So we haven't really got enough space, have we? Right, we're going to put some more music back on now.
Nobody like you. Had friends and I've had buddies. It's true, but they don't turn my tummy the way you do. I never met nobody like you. Oh.
You never know on my mind. Oh my. Oh my, I'm never not by your side, your side, your side. I'm never gonna let you cry, oh cry, don't cry. I'm never not be alright, oh I'll die, alright.
Let's call it what it is, it's a masterpiece. Got a whole lot of love for them city streets. Tonight is the place to be. Got a big boombox and a new CD.
Come on, everybody, let's tear it up. If you want mad skills, you can share with us. I want everybody to stop and stare. And you know why, it's me, Robert. Woo!
It's too good.
Yeah.
Let's go! You're never not on my mind. Oh my. Never not by your side, your side, your side. I'm never gonna let you cry, oh cry, no cry. I'll never not be your right, or die, alright.
Like you, 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 like you.
G-Factor Juniors playing Saturday mornings.
I'll be riding shotgun underneath.
Hi, I'm G-Factor.
Hi, I'm Albert.
Hi, I'm Cora.
Our dad helps us play our favourite song.
Why not wake up radio?
Tune in or catch up online where anything can happen with the station's youngest ever DJs. Saturday mornings at 9.
Bye.
That's it for this week, folks. We'll be in touch soon. Listen again online. Bye-bye.